Yan yung series natin. For the past 2 weeks, iba yung mga nagpipreach, hindi yung mga campus missionaries nyo. Yung first week natin, naalala nyo sino? Pastor Alfred. He is our kids' church pastor here in our church in Victory Metro East, and he shared to us about compassion. And last week, he is Pastor Jay from Victory Ortigas. He shared about humility. Okay, tignan mo yung katabi mo. Mukha bang humility yan? Uy, humility ka pare! Mali yung English mo. Right now, we're going to talk about a different topic. Pero bago yun, pag-usapan kasi natin patience. Okay? Sabi mo, patience. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, patience. Okay? Tapos si Klaway pa, patience. 3 weeks ago, doon kami sa Cambodia. And ang init doon. So dito, naiinitan ka sa Pinas. Kada umaga, gigising ka, yung alarm clock mo, pawis. Kumakanta, di ba? Tapos, pagbabiyahe ka, di ba? Katabi mo, nakasando, nakaganon pa sa jeep. Nakikita mo, bumababa yung ano. Kasi init talaga eh. And, ang init dito, no? Pero pagdating sa Cambodia, alam nyo, mas mainit doon. Mas mainit doon. Mga nagpo-40 yung temperature nila doon. Isipin mo, may lagnat, kinokombulsyon. Ganun kainit doon. Pero pagbaba ko dito, sabi ko, ang lamig dito ah. Pagbalik ko dito, pengen jacket, dad! Nakarawan na ka dyan. Hindi, alam, kumbaga, ang init din dito. Kanina nga, umaga, papunta na ako dito, nakikita ko yung mga tao, may iba, kunyari sa jeep or nasa biyahe ka. Nakikita mo, parang mainit din yung ulo. Sino sa inyo dito, minsan, or kanina lang, uminit yung ulo mo kasi ang init ng panahon. Parang nakakadagdag, di ba? Pangit ng mood, no? Yung makikita mo, nakakainis yung tindera, no? Tapos bibili ka. Ang init-init na nga, ang tagal pa lumabas, pabili! Nakatapat ka sa ano, di ba? So, ang init. Pabili nga! Boy bawang? Ay, wala. Wala. Boy bawang na naman pa yung bibiliin mo kung magalit ka pa. Diba? Minsan nakakadagdag yung init ng panahon sa init ng ulo ng mga tao. And, merong mga situations natin ngayon, di ba? Hindi lang basta dahil mainit yung panahon, pero in our daily life, next daily life, no? Kasi, meron bang nabubuhay dito every other day? Isa tulog lang. In our daily life, we get to see or we get to meet situations na nakakainit talaga ng ulo. Tama ba? Kami-kami lang? Hindi kayo nagagalit? There are situations na minsan nakaka-bad trip din. For example, papunta dito, may naka-encounter ba ng traffic? Ba, meron din, no? May iba-iba. Di ba kayo nainis? Di ba? Nasa jeep kayo? Mag-youth service na. Sabihin ako, Manong, ako na mag-drive! Diba? For example, car traffic. Init-init na nga ng panahon, tapos ang tagal pa mag-drive nito. Pagbayad mo pa, bayad mo, di ba? Bayad po. Robinsons. Saan? Kasi may sounds, di ba? Bong, 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 bong. Robinsons! Sinuklian ka. Kulang. Ba, kulang ng dos? Boss, kulang po. Ayan nga. Binalik. Piso. Pamboy bawang ko yan eh. Boss, kulang pa. Piso ah. Kulang pa. Nagtaas na ba yung pamasahe? Wala pang balita eh. Init kagad ulo mo. Papunta ka dito. Sometimes, sino dito, mga mag-e-enroll na, nakapag-enroll? Ba? Bakit? Anong meron? Masaya ba? Nag-e-enroll? ano kayo? Ako, enroll! Grabe, kumaka. Nakapag-enroll ka, no? Tapos, naka-encounter ka ba ng mahabang pila? Yes, yung iba, di ba? Talagang haba ng pila, no? Tapos, malilate ka na. Yung kasamahan mo, nauna na. Sa'yo, ipila mo naman ako, please. Ipila mo naman ako. Sabi niya, ayoko. Daya mo eh. Okay. Tapos, nainis ka sa kanya. Bad trip naman to. Parang di kaibigan eh. Tapos, nandun ka na nga, di nakapila ka na, late ka na, ang haba pa ng pila, enrollment. No? Hindi ka pa nakakuha ng schedule. Kumuha ka na, pumila ka na. Pagpunta mo dun, papa-encode mo na yung schedule mo, di ba? Teka, may internet enrollment na. Ba't kayo nag-enroll sa school? De, joke lang. So, di nyo na-gets? Okay. Tapos yun, di ba, nakapapa-encode ka na. Ganun kasi kami dati. biglang ubus na daw yung subject, wala nang slot. Mababa trip ka na naman. Ang tagal-tagal ko pumila, wala nang subject. Bulok, sistema nyo, bulok! Tapos, magli-lead na to another. Sabi mo sa iba, tala, magwelga tayo, bulok sistema dito eh. Ano, tara na, dito sa labas. Kita kayo, tatlo kayo dun, oh. Sistema nyo, bulok! Bulok! Ngipin nyo, bulok! Sistema, galit na galit ka na! Kung ano-ano mga bagay na yung ginagawa mo dahil galit ka na. And even, minsan, sino dito, mahilig ka mag-text. Diba? Message, siya lang? Di ka na-text? Wala kayo load? Okay. Baka tawag na kayo, no? Nagta-text. Tagal mag-reply nung ka-text mo, no? Tagal mag-reply. Akala ko bakrush ako nito. Tagal mag-reply. Ay, ganun ka. Tapos, di ayan na, may nag-text. Tut-tut-tut-tut. 3310, eh, no? Magbukas mo, magbukas mo. Ay, expired na yung load ko. Hindi pala siya, no? So, nag-unly ka ulit. Ang tagal mag-reply ulit nung unly. Hindi ka makapag-text eh. Kasi di ba baka mabawasan yung extra load mo. Wala ka na, ay, yung load mo, wala ka na extra load. Ang tagal nung ano, maari mo nang gamitin ang iyong Sulitext combo 5. 5 pesos lang. Tagal, no? Batong globe, bulok! Galit na galit ka na naman. Minsan internet. Sino nag-internet dito? Anong meron dun? Ba't kaya sumisigaw? Nag-internet lang naman. Woohoo! Na, hindi ko lang alam kung bakit. So, may mga nag-internet dito, di ba? Sino nag, minsan naghahanap ka free wifi. Ha? Alam nyo sa Cambodia, kwento ko lang ha, buo na naman. Oh. Sa Cambodia, kahit saan, kahit karinderya, may free wifi. Oo! Ang bilis ng internet! Ang bilis dito kasi magre-reklamo ka, di ba? Punta ka Starbucks. Order ka. Summit nga. Tumulo tuloy sipon ko. Awas yan. Order ka. May free wifi kayo. Okay, thank you. Type mo naman yung password. Bagal. Bakit? Bagal eh. Ito may Facebook ko. Isang araw na ako dito. Ayaw mag-refresh. Tignan mo yung huling post. One day ago. Ang bagal eh. Mahal-mahal ng summit ko dito sa Starbucks eh. Ayusin yung internet nyo. Galit na galit ka. Apektado na yung mga buhay ng tao. Bakit? Minsan kasi tayo, may mga situation na, hindi natin maiwasan, di ba? Nakakainit ng ulo. Minsan may kailangan ka namang gawin, may kailangan kang bilhin, saka naman wala. Magagalit ka ngayon sa National Bookstore. Wala, ba't walang Manila paper? Manila to eh. Tapos, minsan, hindi lang basta, teka ha, baka puro jokes ko lang matandaan nyo. May word ni Lord dito ha, wait lang. Minsan naman, hindi basta situation lang. Minsan kasi yung pagkakataon lang. Minsan pati tao, inis na tayo. Ba? Even to a point na, pagising mo sa umaga, di ba? Pagising sa umaga. Ayun na, gising ka na. Puntahan ka ng kuya mo. Ibunso ka, di ba? Pangalan mo, Utoy. Utoy! Maglinis ka na. Bad trip ng kuya ko. Galit na galit ka, di ba? Kakagising ko lang, pinaglilinis na ako ng bahay. Eh, ba't di siya yung maglinis? Di naglinis ka na. Paalis ka na. Papunta ka youth service eh, no? Alas, di ba? Mga 12 o'clock. Alas 12. Sinungaling eh, no? Kapagtaas nyo kumain, di ba? Alis ka na. Nay, alis na ako. Sabi niya. Uy, teka, maghugas ka muna ng pinggan, anak. Pa naman, utusan na naman. Uwi ka, galing youth service, no? Ay, hindi, ewan ko saan galing. Uwi ka, mano ka sa tatay mo. Tay. Oh, ba't ginagabi ka, anak? Tay na group study. Anak, summer ha, walang klase. Tay, advanced study po kami. sinungaling ka pa, di ba? Galit ka na nga, ikaw pa yung nagsisinungaling. You are actually ruining the relationship that you have with your family. Kasi galit na galit ka, init ka agad ng ulo mo. Did you know that at these times na lalabas mo yung galit mo, init ng ulo mo, you're actually becoming a threat sa relationship na meron kayo. Parang nabubuo niyan, masisira yung relationship mo with your family. Not just that, even yung sa situations lang, even yung kita ng tao sa'yo, makikita ka sa school, malilabelan ka na, ayan si ano, si Bugnuten, Bugnut. Kita mo lang, nakaganyan, nasa school. Pasok. Pabili nga, banana. Nalilabel ka, relationship mo with your friends, diba? Ayaw na namin dyan. Lagi naman kami minumura niyan. Okay, lagi naman galit niyan. Init ng ulo lagi. Sa bahay niyo, diba? Pati aso mo, dun mo na binuntong yung galit, diba? Gumaganon-ganon sa'yo yung aso mo. Sabi mo naman. Teka, bro, baka may lumabas eh. Kaya i-censored mo, ha? Sabi mo sa aso mo, gumaganon, diba? Okay na, sabi mo, ang cute mo! Kamakulit! Diba? Galit ka na. Kahit saan ka pumunta, kahit saan ka nandun, mainit na yung ulo mo. Pagtatanong ka, gutom ka ba? Hindi! To galit na din to. Kanina ko patatalsi ka ng laway. Galit na tayo. But why do we have to be... why do we have to be patient? Diba? Pag-uusapan natin, minsan naman kasi tama ako, may dapat akong ipaglaban. Katulad na sa jeep, dapat niya naman talaga isukli sa akin yun eh. Kasi wala pa naman taas ng pamasahe. Pero does it really have to be attacking? To a point na sisigawan mo siya, papahiya mo siya, i-offend mo siya. Or even to our family members, does it always have to be rebellious type? Na pag nautusan ka, masama na kagad yung ano, feeling ng magulang mo, yaya ka. Masama na kagad yung iniisip mo. Ba naman to, tamad naman itong kuya ko. Okay, tamad-tamad naman itong ate ko. Tamad-tamad naman ito ni baby. Mali nyo, baby yung pangalan, di ba? Pero matanda. No? Because reality is, when we snap always, or we tend to be angry always, relationships get ruined. Relationships get destroyed. There are future consequences when you always take the path of snapping and just fighting and arguing and just pushing out kung ano yung tama dahil tama ka, di ba? But in a way that is attacking to people. But why do we have to be patient? Bakit kailangan pagpasensyahan natin tong mga to? Bakit kung minsan, kahit nakakainis, kailangan kong pagpasensyahan? Bakit minsan, kailangan ko siyang pagbigyan? And how can I be patient? Tama lang ba na gawin ko to o tama ba magtimpi na lang muna? What does the Bible has to say about being patient? In James 1:19 to 20, it says here, "My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires." In this scripture, sabi ni James sa disciples, every one of you who loves Christ, who is a follower of Christ, should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Sabihin, pag in-encapsulate mo yung tatlo na yun, you should be patient. Yun yung bottom line niya. Dapat maging pasensyoso ka. In any occasion, everything that you do, anyone you meet, maging pasensyoso ka. Patience actually is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. When we have God in our lives, when we have our God when we have a relationship with our God, this is one of the fruits that we should be having. Ito yung ginagawa natin, ini-express natin sa ibang tao. In Galatians 5:22, makikita natin, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness." But in New King James Version, ito yung sabi sa patience. Long-suffering. Sabihin pala, pag pasensyoso ka, you are suffering long enough to endure whatever pain or irita na meron ka sa'yo. Because in the original text, in Greek, it is a phrase. Phrase siya, meaning a wrath that is put away. Patience, long-suffering, meaning wrath that is put away. Alam niyo yung wrath? Diba yung daga? Wrath? Nawala tuloy ako. Wrath, for example, si Godzilla. Kilala niyo siya? Nandyan siya sa likod. Showing na eh. So sinisira niya yung mga buildings and stuff and everything. Wrath, di ba? Talagang lahat, di ba? That's it. Tipong ikaw, galit ka, di ba? Tapon mo to kay Tonton. To, bagsak mo, sipain mo siya sa mukha, di ba? So that's wrath. Talagang kung ano mo yung gusto mong ilabas, yung pagbuntungan ng galit, ilabas mo. But it is put away. That's patience. Sometimes in those kinds of situations or the people that we meet, we tend to have a wrath. Yung tipong gusto mo nang isipin, di ba? Gusto ko nang tadyakan to eh. For example, I had a incident kahapon sa jeep. Merong siksikan. Di ba minsan sa jeep, yun talagang sisiksikan ganun. Kasi kailangan mo na umalis. Tapos, onti na lang yung nakaupo. Dapat, 4 pesos na lang yung bayad mo. Kasi kalahati lang naman ang puwet mo yung nakaganan. Tapos sabi niya, parang irite pa siya, sabi niya sa akin, pinatong niya yung ganun niya sa akin. Ba, sabi ko, tagal. Tapos parang sa isip-isip ko, parang gusto ko, bayad daw. Kasi sobrang iris ko, ba't niya ako ginaganon? Tinulak niya pa ako, sikip na nga ako. Actually, kahit ako, I have this kind of things in my mind, parang nakakainis to ah. Pero what the Bible is telling us is wrath, you put it away. But how do we put it away? First, when we go back to verse 19 to 20, sabi dyan, quick to listen, slow to speak. Okay? Quick to listen and slow to speak. Bakit? Kasi God gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth. We are supposed to listen more and speak less. Why? Sometimes kasi may mga gusto tayo ipaglaban kagad, di ba? Tama naman talaga ako eh. Unggoy ka eh. Mali yung mga plano mo eh. Sabi mo may nagsishare na sa'yo, no? May nagsishare sa'yo. Ganito mo malalaman na hindi tayo quick to listen and slow to speak. Ibig sabihin, ano tayo? Slow to listen and quick to speak. For example, nagsishare sa'yo yung isang tao, di ba? Kung victory group leader ka o kung may kaibigan ka na namang problema, no? Sishare siya. Okay? Sishare niya. Sishare niya yung buhay niya. Okay, yung boyfriend niya daw, ganito, ganyan. Tapos yung aso niya, pinagseselosan mo. Tapos, Pero in your mind, hindi ka nakikinig. Kinoconstruct mo na yung sasabihin niya. Okay, ito kasi yung aso niya. Makulit. Tapos siya, masyado siyang nagsiselo sa aso. Ano ba naman gagawin nun? Nagkikiss daw sila nung ano, diba? Yung aso kasi nang nandidila. So, pinagsiselosan niya. Tapos, kinukonstruct mo na, ito yung adjective dito, ito yung verb. Okay. Alam mo kasi mali ka. Gaganunin mo na siya, diba? Alam mo mali ka eh. Tama na, huwag ka na magsada. Hindi kasi. Alam mo mali ka eh. Dapat, nag-guess nyo, sino may ganung experience? Nagsasalita pala yung tao, tapos ikaw, na-construct mo na yung ano sasabihin mo sa kanya para masabi mong mali siya. O kaya masabi mo yung tama na gusto mong i-advise sa kanya. Sometimes we have that in our hearts or in our minds na bago natin sila kausapin, grabe naman. Bago tayo sumagot, di ba? Or bago yung time natin para sumagot, na-construct mo na yung sasabihin mo. We are not listening well. We are actually being slow to listen and quick to speak. That's why you have two ears. Dapat more listening and less speaking. Why? Bakit? Kasi in the verse, when we go back, sabi niyo naman, quick to listen and slow to speak. Kasi yung kalakip nun, yung susunod nun, you should be slow to become angry. Because God knows that when you are quick to speak, may gusto kang patunayan. May gusto kang ilabas na tama to eh. Tama ako eh. But you are going to a tendency na nagagalit ka na. Kasi may gusto kong ipaglaban. May opinion ako, tama ako. Dapat manalo ako sa argument na to. Okay? Mali yung mga pinaggagawa mo, tama ako. Ito ang bagay sa'yo. We come to a point na sunod-sunod, una, ayaw mo lang siya pakinggan, gusto mo siyang barahin, pero susunod niyan, mas masakit na. You are being angry at that person. Paano nangyayari yun? Because sometimes, di ba, maisip natin, nakakasakit yung words. Tama ba? Tama ba? When a hurtful word was said to you, sino yung hindi nasasaktan? Di ba? Ano ka ba to? Usong ba to? Hindi. It is still hurting in our hearts. But when it's actually the anger comes out, minsan, it also comes out with actions. Anger also comes out with actions. And it actually ruins a relationship. There is a story once shared to me. There was a boy who was graduating in college. And then, pag-graduate na siya, he wanted a car. Pinupost siya sa Facebook nung gusto niyang car, no? Pinupost niya yung picture. Ayan, hashtag, Papa, give this to me. Gusto ko tong car na to. I really like it. I wanna have it. Okay? Tapos tinatag niya yung papa niya. Ay, Papa, sorry, natag ka. So, yung papa, kasi his father was a wealthy man, able to give him that. Pero, nung graduate na siya, niregaluhan siya ng father niya. Bible. Kita niya. Di niya pinakinggan yung tatay niya. Kita niya yung Bible. Ano to? Biblia? Walang kwenta. Ang gusto ko, kotse. Tapos umalis na siya. Galit na galit siya. Dadabog siya. Binigay ko lahat. Nag-aral ako na mabuti. Valedictorian ako sa college. May ganun ba? I wanted to make you proud. Binigay ko lahat. Nag-aral ako mabuti, oh. Tapos ito lang, bibigay mo sa akin. Bible, anhin ko to. Tinapon niya. And he went off with this, he went out of their home. Had a life na sinasabi niya, I would be more successful than this fool. Tapos yun nga, naging successful siya. Okay, nagkaroon siya ng kumpanya niya, nagkaroon siya ng pamilya niya. Pero when it came to a point that his father died, bumalik siya sa bahay nila. Naisip niya, na-miss niya siguro yung father niya, punta siya dun sa, nakita niya yung Bible na niregalo sa kanya. Di niya pa nabubuksan actually. Pagbukas niya, nalaglag yung key. May kotse pala talaga dapat para sa kanya. But because he was so furious, ang bilis niya nag-snap, he missed out of the gift this, his father wanted for him. And that's what makes us, that's what anger does to us. It just not gives you, or it does, it pweh. Hindi lang basta we withhold yung mga bagay na dapat maganda para sa'yo, pero yung relationships nasisira. Father and son relationship nasira dahil sa anger. I hope we are not like that. And pwede naman yung iba dito, you are so affected with anger. Probably lumaki ka, laging galit sa yung parents mo or feeling mo hindi ka mahal kasi lagi kang nasisigawa, napapagalitan and stuff. And ngayon, ikaw naman, babawian mo pag nagkapamilya ka na, no? Ah, ito ako naman gagawin ko sa'yo. Silent mo yan, ha? Bawian kita. Ma, ikaw na may nagagalit yan sa pamilya mo. Bakit? Kasi the relationships that you have, nasisira din whenever you become impatient. Whenever you become angry at people, it actually ruins relationships. Relationship with your family, with your friends, and to anyone, it becomes damaged. Because we tend to offend people and not love them. But why do we have to be patient to them? And how can I keep up with them? Na sobrang nakakainis na eh. Sobrang nakakainis na sila eh. Nakakagalit naman talaga. Sometimes we have a point, but sometimes it's better not to speak up or unless kung galit na galit ka na. there's a quote here by Anonymous. Sana, yan. Patience is the ability to keep cool when someone is making it hot for you. Even though nakakainis na tong person na to, tong situation na to, I can keep cool. By Anonymous. Hindi ko kasi alam kung sino, hindi ko maalala, but I've seen this from a postcard, post-it of one of the local missionaries in Cambodia. And naalala ko siya. And oo nga, no, it is the ability to keep cool when someone is making it hot for you. Na sobrang gusto mo nang magalit, mag-snap, mainit na yung ulo mo. You can keep cool. You know how? In the last line, okay, let's go back to verse 19 to 20. In verse 20, for man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. We can keep cool because we know that God desires a different life for us. Not to be angry in any situation to anyone, but because we know that anger is not supposed to be our lifestyle. God does not want us to live in a life wherein you have destroyed relationships around you, or you are being labeled as someone who is a madman or plaguing galit, but God desires a righteous life that is for you. God desires a good life for you with the good relationships with your family, friends, and anyone you would meet, na to a point na even ikaw may sarili ka ng pamilya, you would not pour out anger at them. Pag may sarili ka ng kumpanya, you would not pour out anything to them. O kung may sarili kang boss, hindi ka rebellious to them. Because God desires a righteous life for you. A life that is good, pleasing, and perfect. Living out in anger is not God's desire for us. I hope we understand this. Because the way that we become patient to others is also a way to administer love to them. A Christ-like love to them. Ibig sabihin nun, pinapakita mo kung sino si Christ sa buhay mo. Makikilala din nila si Christ kasi napakita mo, through your patience, minamahal mo rin sila. At kung gaano rin sila kamahal ni Lord, malalaman nila. And why do we have to be patient? Yes, alam na natin, dapat kung paano maging patient, quick to listen, slow to speak, and now, we need to be slow to anger. But why do we need to be patient? In 1 Timothy 1:16, but for the very reason I was shown mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life. Said here, I was shown mercy and unlimited patience. Mercy and unlimited patience Jesus has shown to the ones that he loved. The one who wrote this is Apostle Paul, and in his lifetime, before he met Christ, he was actually killing all the Christians. Ibig sabihin, kung life natin ngayon, kung dito siya ngayon, lahat tayo pinapersecute niya. Hinahunting niya tayong lahat. And that's why he has seen himself as the worst of sinners. Pero Christ himself was so patient to him, has been so merciful that Christ displayed ultimate patience for him. That even though his life was that kind of life, he was forgiven and given mercy by God. Si Jesus mismo, he had the patience for him. And he had not just patience, makikita nyo, underline, unlimited patience. Can you imagine? Tayo minsan, onting bagay lang, galit na galit na, no? O iritang-irita ka na. Pero Jesus himself, when he was being beaten, flogged down, and being whipped, he has displayed unlimited patience to each and every one of us here. Not just Paul, not just Apostle Paul, but each and every one of us here, he has shown mercy and unlimited patience because of the great love that He has for us. This is the reason why we can be patient to others, so that they may know that someone has been so patient to them, waiting for them to repent and accept Him as their Lord and Savior, because He is the God who has given up His life for you and me. Unlimited patience He has displayed even up to now, that even at times na na-offend natin si Lord, His unlimited patience is still available. He is not going furious na, ba't kanya ka pa rin? Ba't kanya pa rin buhay mo? But He is actually pouring out unlimited patience up until now. Pwede niya namang gawin na habang binubugbog siya, nilalatigo, pinapako sa krus, pwede naman siyang umalis na eh. Tama na, sobra na to. Ayoko na. Grabe na eh. So pwede niyang tadyakan kung sino may nagpapako sa kanya, lilipad yun. Because He is a powerful God. He is able to do that. But because of His patience, He endured the longest suffering ever in this life. He endured the longest suffering for a life that He desires for you. A righteous life that He desires for you and me. That's why we can display patience to anyone, because He Himself has been patient to all of us here. We have no right to tell anyone or to attack anyone or to humiliate anyone because of what they have done or what they have wronged you. Or dahil nakakainis lang talaga sila. Pero this is our confidence, and what would compel us is the love of God. Kasi alam nyo, yes, when you become angry, you just wanted revenge. Okay na yun, nakabawi na ako. Tama lang sa kanya yan. Mali naman talaga yan. Sama naman talaga ugali niyan. Okay lang yun. Pero you know what? Revenge or anger will never satisfy you. It will only make you more and more angry to anyone you meet. More and more. Wala, hindi matatapos yan. Mas magagalit ka lang, mas magagalit ka pa, maapektuhan pa yung future mo, yung future family mo, magagalit ka rin sa kanila, iiwanan mo sila, masisira yung pamilya nila, pamilya ninyo. Because you had the habit of being angry. Because you are right. At least nakabawi ako. But that is not the solution. Solution is accepting the mercy and unlimited patience that Jesus Himself displayed on the cross. And that is the confidence that we can be patient in all times, in all places, to anyone we meet. We can display a Christ-like love by being patient to them. Can we all bow down and let's just pray? Father, we thank You for Your Son who was endured the longest suffering anyone can endure. None of us here can do what He has done. And none of us here is worthy to save ourselves from our sins. But thank You, Lord, that because of Your Son, who has displayed the greatest patience, the ultimate patience in the cross, through the cross, Lord, we can be patient to other people. We can be patient to anyone we meet. We can be patient to our families, to our loved ones, to our friends, even to strangers. We can put away the wrath inside of us and, Lord, replace it with love in our hearts, Lord. Can I just pray for a specific group of people? If you're that person na masyadong mainitin yung ulo mo, hindi naman dahil mainit lang yung panahon, pero at times, mabilis lang talagang uminit yung ulo mo. Unting bagay lang, sigaw na. Unting bagay lang, napapamura ka na. Unting bagay lang, galit ka na. If that's you, just raise your hand and receive God's love right now. And receive the changing power that God has in store for all of us here. Father in heaven, we thank You because You are doing a work in our hearts right now, Lord. We thank You, God, for the ultimate patience that You have displayed for all of us. And we thank You, God, because You are great and You are not yet done with us. Thank You for Your patience that even up until now, Lord, Kahit nagkakasala pa rin kami, nagkakamali kami, you are still patient and you are still loving to us. Let us not tolerate this in our hearts, but Lord, make a change in our hearts right now that we would not be this kind of people who are impatient, who are always angry, or even at small things we get angry, but we would be a kind of people who would administer love to your people. Administer love to other people who needs to know you. Administer love to the people whom we love. And we pray, Father, that you would compel our hearts, that whenever there are times that we are about to snap, we will remember your ultimate patience displayed on the cross, God, so that it would change us every day and for the rest of our lives. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.